Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is predominantly sunny, with pleasant temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's an ideal day for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, adding a slight chill to the air. Here are today's headlines. First, in a heartwarming story from Israel Hayom just in, senior citizens Amnon from Jerusalem and Yoram from Tel Aviv are combating loneliness by creating active community roles for themselves. Also, from the Times of Israel earlier today, reports indicate that the IDF warns Hamas is preparing for renewed conflict, while the U.S. opposes any new Israeli military actions. Also this hour, Ynet reports that a fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran faces challenges as technical teams prepare for talks in Doha amid uncertainties. Separately, JNS reveals that the IDF has successfully neutralized a Hezbollah terrorist responsible for the killing of IDF Captain David Hazout in southern Lebanon. And finally, from earlier today, the Australian Jewish News discusses a trilateral framework deal aiming to secure peaceful relations and sovereignty between Israel and Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago about the IDF intensifying strikes on Hamas members involved in the October 7th massacre, using intel from the Shin Bet and their task force. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English reported that the IDF, along with the Shin Bet, eliminated Ismail Masri, a key Hamas military leader, in a strike last Tuesday. Al Arabiya English noted just minutes ago that White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt announced the upcoming trip by U.S. envoys to Doha for high-level meetings with Iran, as President Trump remains hopeful for peace talks. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with a report from the Times of Israel about the IDF and Hamas. The IDF warns that Hamas is ramping up its military capabilities, recruiting new fighters, and training its elite forces. This comes as the U.S. peace plan struggles to make headway. The potential for renewed conflict poses significant risks for regional stability. Turning to the fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, as reported by Ynet, technical teams from both countries are set to meet in Doha, although Iran has yet to confirm these talks. The outcome of these discussions could have major implications for Middle Eastern diplomacy and future peace efforts. Meanwhile, JNS highlights a significant IDF operation in southern Lebanon. The targeted elimination of a Hezbollah terrorist responsible for an IDF officer's death underscores Israel's ongoing security operations in the region. This action may impact Hezbollah's operational strategies and heighten tensions along the border. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Wiz co-founder Yinon Kostika feels like a kid in a candy store after securing unprecedented access to Google's AI engine following a historic deal. This development could significantly enhance Wiz's technological capabilities. Separately from Globes, Wizz Air seeks to rekindle negotiations with the Israeli Ministry of Transport regarding establishing a local hub. Talks had stalled earlier this year, but the airline's renewed interest could boost Israel's aviation sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares that city people have acquired Rothstein's share after exercising their first refusal rights. This move consolidates city people's position in Israel's real estate market. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.